Well, that's going to put the punctuation mark on the women's portion of our broadcast, the Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs in women's college basketball. The final, 84-59, and things get no easier for the Defenders next week. Host Dakota Wesleyan and host Hastings. So if there's a bright spot in the upcoming schedule for the Defenders, it is the fact that it will be a pair of home games for Dort College next week. The Dort College men out on the floor warming up for the men's contest. Dort College and Morningside both 3-4 entering play this evening. 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College playing their second straight game on the road in the GPAC. We'll take a closer look at it right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
A Dort College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Taking care of scribbling down some women's basketball scores. And we'll go over those at halftime of tonight's men's contest. Let's take a closer look at this men's matchup. Mustang men are 3-4 this season, 1-1 the conference. Their conference win is over Mount Marty. Their loss is to Concordia. Mustangs have been outscored on average 83.8 to 82.4 this season. They have allowed 45.4% shooting from the floor. Opponents are making 45% of their field goals. Morningside has been out-rebounded by 38.6 to 36.1 margin and are making 34.8% of the three-point shots they take, while allowing teams to convert 41.2% of their long shots. Bryce Cook leads the team with a 14.9 points per game average and is making 63.9% of his field goal attempts. He's the leading rebounder with an 8.3 average. Blake Van Ginkel and Brody Van Ginkel average 14.2 and 12.1 points per game respectively. Ryan Techmeyer is good for 12 points per game. Brody Yeager comes off of the bench to score 11.3. Techmeyer averages just over 4 assists per game. He's the co-leader with Van Ginkel with 13 made three-pointers this season for the Mustangs. The Dort men are 3-4 this year, 1-1 in conference play. The wins are over Dakota State, Peru State, and Northwestern. Losses are to Jamestown, Valley City State, Viterbo, and Midland. Defenders are averaging 79.9 points per game, allow 78.7 points per contest. Dort has a 41.4 to 34.1 rebounding average, and the Defenders have committed 92 turnovers to 91 for opponents. The Defenders are converting 46.8% of their field goals and allow teams to make 44.2% of their shots. Leighton Sampson scores a team-high 15.3 points per game and takes in 4.6 rebounds and is converting 63% of his field goal attempts. Nathan Rendell adds 13.4 points per game and takes away 5.1 rebounds while handing out 4 assists per game. Brian Sumner's scoring average is 10.4. Andrew O'Donnell and Alec Henriksen add 9.3 and 8.9 points per game. Taylor Feenstra is adding 7.1 points per outing. Grant Harkness averages a team-high 6.6 rebounds and is putting in 7.7 points per game. Morningside lost a 110-99 decision to Concordia in overtime on Saturday after fighting back from a 46-38 halftime deficit. Concordia outscored the Mustangs 20-9 in the extra session. The Defenders lost on a buzzer beater to Midland and trailed almost the entire contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
The first two letters in our name.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the probable starters for tonight's men's college basketball game. First of all, for the host team, the Morningside Mustangs. They will start number 2, Blake Van Ginkel. He's a 6'3 junior from Dakota Dunes, averaging 14.3 points per game, Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Number 4 is Jake Nannan. Nannan, a 6'5 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 4.7 points per game. Ryan Techmeyer is a 6-foot junior from Davenport, Nebraska. He's averaging 12 points per contest. Number 20 is Brody Van Ginkel, a 6-foot sophomore, also from the Dakota Dunes. Bryce Cook wears number 32. He's a 6'6 junior from Del Rapids, South Dakota, averaging 14.9 points per game. For Morningside, Van Ginkel, Nannen, Techmeyer, and Cook. For the defenders, number one is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averages 9.3 points per game. Number five is Brian Sumner, a 6'2 junior from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 10.7 points per outing. Number 15 is Nathan Rendles, a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 13.4 points per game. Number 35, Grant Harkness, a 6'5 freshman from Westminster, Colorado, averaging 7.7 points per game. And number 43, Leighton Sampson, a 6'4 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 15.3 points per game. For Nord College, O'Donnell, Sumner, Rendles, Harkness, and Sampson. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Alec Henriksen, a 6'1 freshman from Spirit Lake, averaging 8.9 points per game. Austin Bikerk, a 6'7 freshman from Jenison, Michigan, averaging 3.9 points per outing. Taylor Feenstra, a 6'7 sophomore from Hull, averaging 7.1 points per game. And we might see Patrick Nobili, 6'2 junior from Sauk Center, Minnesota. For the Mustangs off of the bench, Brody Yeager, a 6'3 freshman from Urbandale, is averaging 11.3 points per game. Adebayo Babalola is a 6'4 senior from Chicago, averaging 6.7 points per game. Wyatt Mounts is a 6'1 freshman from Sioux City, averaging 3.7 points per outing. Evan Altenberg is a 6'7 freshman from Minnetonka, Minnesota, averaging 3.5 points per game. Nate Gleiser is a 6'3 sophomore from Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, averaging 1.9 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Sioux City, the opening tip, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Also made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Nord College decked out in their road black jerseys. Gold numbers trimmed in white for the Morningside Mustangs. Home whites, maroon numbers trimmed out in gray. Morningside is coached by Jim Sykes. Nord College by Ross Dalma. Everyone's in their respective spots. We are set for basketball. Harkness will jump it up against Bryce Cook. And the Dort College defenders looking for their second win of the conference season. Both teams, for that matter, looking for their second win of the conference season. Jump ball is controlled by Brody Van Ginkel for the Mustangs. Mustangs have the basketball. This is Techmeyer. Techmeyer tries to feed it off down low, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Cook. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Inbounding will be Harkness. Harkness inbounds to Nathan Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles on the right wing out front to O'Donnell. Round the horn they go. With it in the backcourt is Rendles. It was touched by a Morningside player. Rendles in traffic, puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Blake Van Ginkel. That's foul number one on him. And a couple free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Nathan Rendles, averaging 13.4 points per game, the most recent member of the 1,000-point club for the Dort College defenders, got that task taken care of First game of the year. First free throw, no good by Rendles. He's got another one coming. Rendles at 56% from the free throw line. Just waiting for him to get going from the charity stripe. Makes the second. And the Dort College defenders lead Morningside 1-0. 1-0 our score. Out front with it is Van Ginkle. This is Blake, the junior. Van Ginkle puts it up in traffic off the top of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles with the basketball up the floor. Nathan feeds it over to Sampson. Sampson in the traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles puts it up. It's blocked. Rebound controlled by Bryce Cook. Cook outlets over to Brody Van Ginkle. He's the sophomore of the brothers. They feed it off to Cook. Cook's cross-court pass taken away by Sumner. Here comes Dort College. Right side pass is O'Donnell. O'Donnell drops it off for Sampson. Sampson, hook shot in the lane, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Jake Nannon for Morningside. Nannon up the floor, passes over to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle gives it up, Techmeyer. Techmeyer back over to Brody Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle, long three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Oh, no, saved in to Nathan Rendles. Rendles takes it in, puts it up off of the glass, good. Nathan Rendles with a two-point basket, and the Morningside Mustangs want to talk things over. Timeout on the floor, back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Brody Van Ginkle comes out of the timeout, which Morningside used about 10 seconds of. Drives to the hoop, lays it up, gets the bucket. O'Donnell on the other end, his shot no good. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Harkness and Jake Nannon got tied up. Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Rendles. Rendles tossing it in. Gets it into Sampson. Sampson shot too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Mustang basketball, Brody Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle with the basketball. Van Ginkle has it out front. He's at the free throw line. Hesitates. Puts it up in traffic. Layup good. Brody Van Ginkle with 4 points, and the Mustangs have answered with a 4-0 run after getting down 3-0. Rendles with it on the right wing. Rendles passes over to Sumner. Sumner with it at the top of the key. He feeds it off to Harkness. Harkness tries to feed it down low for Sampson. It's tapped away, out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Morningside will defend as Rendles will throw it in on the baseline, about 12 feet out on the left baseline. They look for O'Donnell. Instead, Rendles hesitates. Now passes into the corner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew with the ball. Andrew tries to feed it underneath to Harkness. Harkness feeds it to the top of the key to Sampson. Sampson caught in the lane, and he's going to be called for 3 seconds in the lane violation, a turnover against the defenders. And the Morningside Mustangs will have it back, leading 4-3. They've scored on two straight possessions after the quick timeout, called with 18:29 left to go in the first half. With the basketball running downhill is Brody Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle takes it harder into the lane. Kicks it out, gets the return pass now. Over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the wing. Techmeyer with it, left side. Out front to Blake Van Ginkle. Blake with it, back over to Brody. Brody feeds it right side to Cook. Cook reverses, and he is out of bounds. Steps on the baseline. It'll be Dort College basketball. Couple of freshmen check in. Bikerk and Henriksen check in. Also checking in, Taylor Feenstra. Sumner checks out along with Sampson and Henriksen. Rendles passes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the left wing. O'Donnell back to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Picks up his dribble on the right wing. Looks for Feenstra. Finds him. Feenstra 15 feet from the hoop. Looking. Used up his dribble. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen turns on the Jets. Lays it up. Left hand. Good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 5-4. Henriksen coming off a double-digit performance against Midland. Gathering confidence is the freshman from Spirit Lake. Pass goes down low to Cook. Cook working against Feenstra. Kicks it outside to Nannon. Nannon back to Cook. Cook hook shot in the lane. Good. Bryce Cook gave it up, got it back. Defenders trail 6-5. Austin Bikerk with the basketball. Bikerk feeds it back outside Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to Rendles. Rendles drives in, his pass through, deflected, and it's taken away by Cook. Cook over to Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle up the floor with it. Van Ginkle drives in, tries to dump it off, and it's off of Nannon's hands, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cook is out. Blake Van Ginkle is out. York College will inbound the basketball. Biker will throw it in. Biker, the freshman from Michigan, inbounds it to Nathan Rindles. Rindles, one of two seniors on the North College roster. Pass out front, Henriksen. Henriksen, top of the key, three, too strong, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Biker. Biker, nothing there. Back over to Henriksen. Again, three, top of the key, left that one short, overcompensated. Rebound taken away by Nannen. Nannen gives it up to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Techmeyer to Nannen. Nannen, right side, to Egger. Brody Egger, that is, with an 11 points per game average, the freshman from Urbandale. Misses, offensive rebound, Nannen. Egger spots up, gets the pass out, and Morningside has a 9-5 lead. They've outscored North College 9-2 since the timeout. Biker underneath, puts it up, shot no good. Fight for the rebound, it's kicked out of bounds, last touched by Morningside. It'll be North College basketball. Sumner is in, Rindles is out. Babaloa is in for Morningside. Dort College trailing 9-5. O'Donnell will throw it in. O'Donnell looking. Tries to feed it in, and it's kicked away by Techmeyer. Dort College will have it out of bounds again underneath the basket. Let's see if they change sides of the lane. They do not. O'Donnell will throw it in again, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking. They get it into Sumner. Brian Sumner, three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Feenstra back to Sumner. Sumner in traffic. Kick out Henriksen. Henriksen get in there. Nope. Short. And a rebound foul called on the defenders. I believe that's going to go on Austin Biker. Austin Biker whistled for the personal, his first. And Morningside with a chance to build on the lead. Up 9-5 with 14:51 remaining in the first half. Morningside basketball, Techmeyer. Techmeyer goes left side to Babaloa. Babaloa with the basketball, gives it up to Egger. Egger to Babaloa. Babaloa, baseline jumper, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner goes left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, looking for Henriksen. Instead puts it on the floor to the left. Down to the baseline, spins it back out for Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic off of the glass, too strong, no good. And the rebound taken away by Babaloa. Babaloa gives it off to Techmeyer. Techmeyer up the floor. Techmeyer passes back over to Brody Egger. Now Techmeyer, Techmeyer, Babaloa, Babaloa, left wing. Dump it down low. This is Matt Clemmy. Right side three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen on the missed three by Wyatt Mounts. York College with it, Sumner, and Sumner is fouled on the play by Mounts. So Mounts called for the personal foul. Wyatt whistled for his first. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. York College scored five quickly, or relatively quickly. They were up 3-0 and 5-4. Morningside on a 5-0 run, but both teams have gone cold from the field in recent history. Pass comes back over to Rindles. Rindles in between the circles, gets a ball screen, drives right side, spins back into the lane, over to Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline, left side, nothing there. Comes back outside to Sampson, swings it right side, Henriksen. Henriksen at the free throw line. Comes back out for Sumner, 13 to shoot for the defenders. Rindles on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Morningside switching everything on defense. Rindles puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Babaloa. Babaloa with the basketball, gives it off to Egger. Egger with it. Egger right side, Mounts. Mounts puts it on the floor, and he travels with it. Mounts called for the travel violation. Dort College gets the basketball back. Harkness inbounds the basketball for the defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Comes back over to Harkness. Now Henriksen. Henriksen, free throw line, puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound Sampson. Sampson jumper in the lane, good. Leighton Sampson on the putback, his first. York College trails 9-7. 9-7 our score. Wyatt Mounts. Kick out pass comes back over to Babaloa. Babaloa, hesitation move. He gets it to go. Adebayo Babaloa from the right-hand side. Took a while to develop, but he was able to step through the double team. Henriksen to Sumner. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles underneath Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with a couple of field goals. Leighton getting going. Not uncommon for him from the first time through the rotation to not establish or not get established offensively. The second time, though, a little more success. Right side pass, three for Mounts, no good. Rebound Rindles. Rindles already with five or six rebounds, I would venture to guess. Rindles turns on the Jets in traffic, gets it away to Sampson. Sampson reverses Henriksen. Henriksen will let fly. That three is short, no good. Rebound tracked down long, though, by Rindles. Rindles against Clemmy. Tries to pass it out. It's deflected. Taken away by Van Ginkel. Blake Van Ginkel off right side to Mounts. Mounts layup good. Wyatt Mounts with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 13-9. 11:40 left to play in the first half, or in the first quarter, that is. Harkness takes it hard to the glass, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Matt Clemmy, 6'5 junior from Spencer, Iowa. He'll check out of the ballgame. Inbounding the basketball will be Rindles, 13-9, Dort College, trailing by four. Rindles looking, a low scoring first quarter of play. Pass comes into Pat Nabla. Patrick gives it off to Rindles. Rindles picks up his dribble. Looks cross court over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back to Harkness. Harkness puts it up off of the glass with the right hand, left side good. Grant Harkness with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 13-11. Out front, Nannan. Nannan gives it off to Cook. Cook looking for Nannan. Nannan has it on the wing. Comes back outside Blake Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel puts it up over the top. It's good. Van Ginkel with a floater, 15-11, our score. Dort College down four, right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Free-flowing basketball thus far, not many fouls called. Rindles crosses over, he takes it into traffic, shot no good, and just as I say that, a foul whistled on Bryce Cook for Morningside, I believe. Cook whistled for his first personal, team foul number four on the Mustangs. Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two, with the defenders down 15-11 with 10:53 remaining in the half. Free throw is up and good for Rindles. He's got another one coming. 4 points for Rindles. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Two made free throws for Rindles. He's three for four from the charity stripe. Defenders back to within two at 15-13. Now blocking foul called on Nathan. Nathan Rindles whistled for his first personal foul. That's team foul number two on the defenders in this half. Checking out of the contest will be Brody Egger for Morningside. Inbounding the basketball is Morningside's Blake Van Ginkel. Blake Van Ginkel gets it inbounded to Brody Van Ginkel. Comes back to Techmeyer. Techmeyer puts it up off the glass. Good. Ryan Techmeyer with his first field goal of the day. Dort College trails 17-13. Right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Bikerk. Bikerk puts it on the floor. Drives into the lane and is whistled for traveling. Took it hard with the right hand, but got fouled, but traveled with it. Got it pinned against his hip by the defender and gets called for the travel violation. Coming back the other way, Morningside basketball, Brody Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel gives it off to Techmeyer, Techmeyer to Dannon. And now we've got a foul called away from the ball. I believe that's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number three. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel over to Nannan. Nannan shot no good. Rebound kick out pass, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel thought about the three, now works it around over to Techmeyer. Morningside playing with a four-point lead, and now we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Morningside and Bryce Cook. That's number two on him. And Zach Polk, a 6'9 junior from Elgin, Nebraska, will check into the contest for Morningside. Inbounding will be Austin Bikerk. Bikerk inbounds to Rindles. Rindles with it in between the circles, picks up his dribble, passes over to Austin Bikerk. Bikerk, left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell Feenstra. Feenstra posting up against Polk. Feenstra, head fake, puts it up off the glass. Too strong, gets his own rebound back. puts it up in traffic again. This time he gets it to go, and he's fouled. Taylor Feast over the putback, and the Dort College defenders with a chance to get back to within one, trailing 17-15 with a free throw pending. Taylor Feast, a 72% free throw shooter, gets the bucket on the putback and got fouled on the play. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Sumner checks in, Biker checks out. Feenstra completes the three-point play. Dort College trails 17-16. Van Ginkel with the basketball. Brody Van Ginkel passes over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer to Blake Van Ginkel. Blake Van Ginkel, the fadeaway, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Outlets over to Rendles. Here comes Dort College. Rendles into the front court. Dort College shooting for their first lead in a while. Pass goes left side, Sumner. B-Sum, three, missed it, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. Up, put back, good. Taylor Feenstra with 5 points. Dort College retakes the lead, 18-17, 9-12 remaining in the first half. Techmeyer with the basketball. Techmeyer, 17-footer, trying to silence the crowd. Rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell off the missed shot from the top of the key. Comes back left side over to Rendles. Rendles working against Techmeyer. Picks up his dribble. Passes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Sumner. Sumner beyond the three-point line. Two dribbles, nothing there. Here's Rendles. Rendles step back. Three on the way. Too strong, no good. Rebound Sumner. Sumner in traffic will dribble it back out. He doesn't like what he sees underneath the glass. Comes back over to Rendles. 18-17, our score. Dort College leading by a point. Dort College turns it over. They called Taylor Feenstra for 3 seconds in the lane, I believe. Morningside basketball, Brody Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel will take it up for the Mustangs. Van Ginkel looking for someone to pass to. Passes over to Blake Van Ginkel, his older brother. Van Ginkel with the basketball. Blake passes it off left side to Brody Egger. Egger in traffic, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Brody Egger, an 82% free throw shooter, will shoot a pair for the Mustangs as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Egger makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Ties the game at 18 all with 8:23 left to go in the half, pending another free throw. This one is on the way by Egger. This one's up and through as well. So Egger gives Morningside a 19-18 lead, and the defenders will bring it up. Taking it across the half-court stripe is Rendles. Rendles hands it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back over to Rendles. Rendles puts it on the floor, floats it up off of the glass. Good. Nathan with a two-point bucket. He's got seven, and the defenders lead 20-19. 20-19, our score. Morningside basketball. Dort College by a point. Left side, Techmeyer on the wing, guarded by O'Donnell. O'Donnell fights over the top of the screen. Techmeyer knocks down the three from 15, the two from 15 feet. 21-20, Techmeyer with his third and fourth points of the day. Rendles passes to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball at the top of the key. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson stripped on the double team. Here comes Morningside. Coming back the other way with it is Egger. Egger feeds it left side to Blake Van Ginkel. Blake Van Ginkel over to Techmeyer. He wants a ball screen. He gets one from Zach Polk. They feed it outside back over to Blake Van Ginkel. Blake Van Ginkel through the lane. Kick out pass over to Brody Van Ginkel. And Brody Van Ginkel knocks down the three. 7 points for Van Ginkel. It's a 24-20 lead again for the Mustangs after Dort College led briefly. Dort College basketball, left side it goes Henriksen. Henriksen, right side to Rendles. Rendles on the wing. Rendles underneath Sampson. Sampson, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Up and running with it is Brody Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel with the left hand, lays it up, good. 9 for Van Ginkel, and the Mustangs lead it 26-20. Morningside on a 7-0 run. Dort College with the basketball. Pass goes to Sumner. Sumner with it at the top of the key. Sumner looking down low for Sampson, feeds Sampson. Sampson into the lane, his hook shot no good. Rebound taken down by O'Donnell, no good. Gets his own rebound back, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Ryan Techmeyer, his first. And Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Bonus time for Dort College from here on out. 6:28 left to go in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor. I beg your pardon, Hilt Real Estate offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue. Next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City. Holeyers and Craig Polina, Remsen and Sanborn, member FDIC. O'Donnell makes them both. Dort College trails by four, 26-22, 6:25 and counting, first half. Left side pass for the basketball is Nannen. Nannen to Techmeyer. Techmeyer hesitates. He's on the left side. Kick out pass comes back over to Nannen. Nannen picks up his dribble. Nannen gives it up to Egger. Egger at the top of the key. Egger is going to hesitate. Puts it up. Blocked by Sampson. Rebound defenders. Up and running is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it at the top of the key. He's going to hesitate. Gets a screen. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson with a putback. Sampson with 6 points. Dort College back to within two, 26-24. Van Ginkel has his pocket picked, but a foul on the play called. And they're going to call Alec Henriksen with the forearm. O'Donnell picked it clean from the side, but they're going to say Henriksen, who was guarding Van Ginkel, got him with an arm bar. So Morningside now with a 2-point lead, inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Brody Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel to Techmeyer. Techmeyer deep right corner, guarded there by Harkness. Waves off the ball screen. Fires it into the backcourt. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. If Morningside had gotten to it first, it would have been a backcourt violation. 5:36 left to go in the half. They throw the ball in. This is O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell passes left side to Henriksen, looking down low for Sampson. Instead comes back over to Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Harkness. Harkness. Harkness in the lane. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Morningside. So Morningside playing with a 2-point lead and the basketball. Pass comes right side over to Van Ginkel. And the Morningside Mustangs working it around. 15 on the shot clock. This is Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel kick out to Nannen. Nannen three, no good. And the rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming up with it is Henriksen. Henriksen gets to the basket, lays it up, and we've got a charging foul called on Alec Henriksen. Henriksen trying to split the defense. Gets fouled on the play. Commits the foul on the play. He's called for a charge. And Alec Henriksen has just picked up his second personal foul. Sampson and Henriksen check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders, it's Sumner, Feenstra, O'Donnell, Rindles, and Harkness. Babaloa on the floor along with Brody Van Ginkel, Techmeyer, Evan Altenberg, and Wyatt Mounts. And Morningside turns it over as Evan Altenberg, a 6'7 freshman from Minnetonka, Minnesota, tries to fire it outside, and the turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. 26-24, Dort College, down two. With the basketball is Rindles. Left side, Sumner. Sumner on the wing. Sumner to Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Right side to Rindles. Rindles well out on the floor, about two, three strides beyond the three-point line. Sumner went to cut, lost his footing, regained it as he dribbled. Comes back down low to Feenstra. Feenstra on the left block facing up, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. Morningside brought the double team. Ryan Techmeyer wrestles it away from Taylor Feenstra as he faced up. And now Morningside gets the basketball back. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. 4:07 remaining in the half. Into the front court with it. Left side is Brody Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel floater off the heel. Too strong. No good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 395-0764. Morningside inbounds the basketball up two. Fresh 30 to work with on the shot clock. They pass to Adebalo, Babaloa, that is. Babaloa misses the shot. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Rindles. Rindles up the floor with it. Rindles hesitates, tests the waters, nothing there. Comes back to Sumner. Sumner, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell deep in the left corner, launches the pass over the head of Nathan Rindles and out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball on the turnover. Bykirk is in. Harkness is out. Defenders not sharp this afternoon, this evening. Not sharp at all. Neither team sharp. Bringing the basketball up is Brody Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel comes back over to Babaloa. Babaloa, left side to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel gives it up to Blake Van Ginkel. Blake Van Ginkel down to the baseline. Wyatt mounts. Round the horn they go. Comes back out front. Babaloa. Babaloa to Mounts. Mounts lets five of the three, and he hits it. Wyatt mounts with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders trail it 29-24. So Morningside finally breaks the scoreless run. Driving in the other way is Nathan Rindles. Rindles answering with a two-point bucket. He's got nine, and the defenders trail 29-26. North College's outside shot has not been there tonight. They have not made a three-point basket so far as we approach the end of the first half. They dump it underneath, and wide open for the lay-in is Evan Altenberg off the give from Van Ginkel. 31-26 our score, Morningside by five. Sumner has it blocked away, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. The defenders calling the inbounds play. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles to Trigger. And he gets it in to Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra looking. Passes over to Austin Bykirk. Bykirk puts it up in traffic, and he gets fouled on the play by Evan Altenberg. That's his first, and Austin Bykirk will go to the free throw line to shoot two. .228 remaining. First half of play. Morningside leads 31-26. Two free throws on the way for Bykirk, the freshman from Jenison, Michigan. Too strong. Hits it off the side of the hoop. No good. Another free throw on the way for Bykirk, trying to make it a four-point ball game. Second free throw on the way for Bykirk is up. That one's too strong as well. Rebound taken away by Van Ginkel. Morningside wants to run. Bringing it back is Brody Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel, the lay-in in traffic. He's got 11. And the defenders trail 33-26, a seven-point margin. Feenstra with it. Feenstra puts it up. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and fought for. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Sampson will check in. Taylor Feenstra will check out. Checking in for the Mustangs, Nate Gleiser. Gleiser checks in. Babaloa checks out. So we've got a player with blood on his jersey for the Morningside Mustangs. That is Brody Van Ginkel. Ryan Techmeyer checks back into the contest. Inbounding will be Nathan Rindles. Dort College down seven. Dort College with the basketball. Sampson puts it up. Took it hard to the hoop, and he lays it up for his eighth point. And the defenders trail 33-28. Sampson that time spun on the baseline. Looked like he would have dropped the hammer, but a little bit of contact. Ended up just having to lay it in. 1:47 remaining in the half. Driving in is Altenberg. Altenberg shot no good. Rebound Bykirk. Bykirk to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell passes over to Rindles. Rindles working on Techmeyer. Underneath it goes Sampson. Sampson off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Bykirk. Bykirk put back attempt, block. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Mustangs bring it back the other way. Techmeyer. Techmeyer at the free throw line. Techmeyer gives it up to Gleiser. Gleiser kick out pass. Three, no good. Rebound Sampson. Sampson to Rindles. Dort College with a chance to cut the lead down to two or three. Driving in is Rindles. Rindles with it, and Rindles is held on the play. And the foul is going to go on Techmeyer, I believe. Ryan Techmeyer whistled for his second personal foul. Patrick Nabla will check into the contest for the defenders. Two free throws. Nabla is in. Biker checks out. One and one here for Rindles. First one is up and good. Rindles makes the first. He's got another one coming. Rindles now 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Rindles 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Dort College back to within 3, 33-30. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Morningside basketball. Mounts lost it. It's still loose, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Coach Ross Dalma asking Chad Slagle if it could have possibly been a double dribble call. The other officials tonight, Chris Garris and Ron Jackson, calling the infractions, the balls and strikes, if you will. Dort College trailing 33-30. Dort College basketball. Nabla, Rindles, O'Donnell, and Sumner on the floor, along with Leighton Sampson. Bringing the basketball up is Rindles. Rindles working against the freshman, Brody Egger. Egger backing off to the three-point line. Rindles at the half-court circle. Rindles lobs it for Sumner. Sumner left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles going to drive in, dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to complete the three-point play off the give from Rindles. Sampson took it up strong, got fouled on the play. He's got 10 points. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity and will try to knot it with 31.1 seconds left to go in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Sampson makes the free throw, and the defenders have scored 7 in a row. We're tied 33-all with 24 seconds remaining in the half. Morningside can hold for the final shot if they want. Out front, Egger. Left side, Gleiser. Gleiser dumps it down low. Kick out pass back to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel, floater from 10, no good. 8 seconds left to go in the half. Here comes Rindles. Rindles. With a head full of steam, tries to dump it off and gets called for a charge. Got caught up in the air without a flight plan. That's foul number 2 on Nathan. Had plenty of time, 8 seconds left to go in the half. Now 1 second, Van Ginkel lets fly at the buzzer. Beyond half court, hits it off of the glass, hits it off of the rim, and that's the end of the half. Our score. Dort College 33, Morningside 33. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. At halftime, the Dort College defenders and Morningside Mustangs deadlocked at 33 apiece. Dort College scored the first 3 points of the game. Morningside came back to score the next 4. Morningside eventually built up a 7-point lead after a back-and-forth series. They led 33-26 near the end of the first half, but 7 unanswered by the defenders put Dort College into a tie, 33-33. Neither team executed well in the closing moments of the first half of play. And we go to the locker room with our score, 33-33, Morningside and Dort College. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more. Thank you. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime numbers. Dort College 12 of 39 from the floor, 30.8%, 0 for 7 on threes. 9 for 12 from the free throw line for 75%. For the Morningside Mustangs, 14 of 30 from the floor, 46.7%. 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%, 2 for 2 on free throws for 100%. Dort College has a 29-15 rebounding advantage. Dort College has committed 10 turnovers to Morningside's 9. Individually, Nathan Rendles and Leighton Sampson have 11 points each for the defenders. Sampson 5 for 10 from the floor. Rendles 3 for 6. Rendles 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 5 points for Taylor Feenstra. 2 each for Alec Henriksen, Grant Harkness, and Andrew O'Donnell. For the Morningside Mustangs, 11 for Brody Van Ginkle, 5 for Brody Egger, 5 for Wyatt Mounts, 2 each for Evan Altenberg and Adebayo Babaloa, 2 for Bryce Cook, 4 for Ryan Techmeyer, 2 for Blake Van Ginkle, for their total of 33. Nathan Rendles with 7 rebounds, Leighton Sampson with 5, Taylor Feenstra with 4, Brian Sumner with 4, Andrew O'Donnell with 3. 2 assists for Nathan Rendles. 3 assists for Blake Van Ginkle for the Mustangs. 2 steals for Ryan Techmeyer. Dort College has 1 steal in the first half. That's by Brian Sumner. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're at halftime. Deadlock 33-33. Back with a rundown of the scores from around the conference, both in women's play and the men's contests. Are at halftime. We'll be back with a check on those right after this. Scoreboard looks like this from earlier tonight in women's basketball, a game you heard on KDCR. Close for a half, and then Morningside raced away. It was 43-40 at halftime. The final, Morningside 84, Dort College 59. Other women's basketball, Northwestern upends Briarcliff 77-64, Nebraska Wesleyan over Midland 69-59, Concordia 71-66 winner over Doan, Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty 72-47, and it was Hastings over the College of St. Mary, 72-60. Men's basketball either at half or near half. Briarcliff 45, Northwestern 34. Nebraska Wesleyan 46-39, winners over Midland. Doan over Concordia 37-30. Dakota Wesleyan a 57-41 winner over leader over Mount Marty. 57-41, the score at half. And Dort College and Morningside deadlocked at 33-33. Women's basketball, there are 2 undefeated teams in the league remaining. They are Morningside and Hastings. Briarcliff, Midland, and Dakota Wesleyan all 2-1, along with Nebraska Wesleyan. 1-2 teams are Mount Marty, Dort, Northwestern, and Concordia. Doan and the College of St. Mary are 0-3. Back with the second half of play from Sioux City right after this. Second half of basketball set to get underway. Dort College will possess it, and they give it to Nathan Rendles. Rendles sets the offense. He passes into Harkness. Harkness, Sumner. Sumner, 3. Got it. Brian Sumner with a 3-point basket. A set play for the defenders right out of the chute. They get a 3-point bucket by Brian Sumner. Good to see somebody knock down a jump shot for the defenders. Right side pass. They give it to Cook. Cook underneath. Spins off of the glass. Good. Bryce Cook with 4 points, saddled with foul trouble early in the ball game. He's playing with 2 personals. Sumner will drive in, and he tries to pass it out. It's deflected by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Left baseline. Tried to pass it out, and it got tipped by the Mustangs out of bounds. Rendles to throw it in. Nathan looking, still looking, gets it in over the top to Sumner. Sumner to Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Grant puts it on the floor, down to the left side, picks up his dribble, looking, gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell puts it up off the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball, jump, no jump ball. Here comes Morningside back the other way. With it is Jake Nannan. Nannan gives it off to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle misses the 3, rebound taken away by the defenders. Rendles up the floor quickly, feeds it to a streaking O'Donnell, and he's stripped on the way up by Techmeyer. Techmeyer with a steal. Back over to Nannan. Nannan with the basketball. Nannan to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, reverse layup, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Nathan Rendles. Rendles to Sumner. Sumner back over to Rendles. Rendles feeds it down low. Sampson. Sampson against Cook. Layup good. Leighton Sampson with 13 points. Dort College leads 38-35. Coming back the other way with the basketball. Brody Van Ginkle to Techmeyer. Techmeyer. Free throw line jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness, gives it off to Rendles. Rendles into the front court, Dort College with a chance to extend the lead. Rendles, floater in the lane from 10, good. Spin move into the floater, he's got 13, and the defenders lead it 40-35. Nannen with it left side. Nannen gives it off to Blake Van Ginkle. Blake Van Ginkle puts it on the floor. Back to Nannen. Nannen with it on the wing. Guarded there by Sumner. Pass comes back out front to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Ball screen coming. O'Donnell goes over the top of it. Comes back to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, Nannen. Nannen, three. Missed it. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan into the front court. Rindles gives it underneath Sampson. Sampson shot off the side of the backboard. No good. Ball's on the floor, and I think we're going to have a tie-up. Jump ball. This time it'll be Morningside basketball. Austin Biker checks into the contest. Checking out of the game will be Grant Harkness. Henriksen checks in. O'Donnell checks out. Sampson looks spent right now. Cook and Sampson at the free throw line. Ball comes into the front court. This is Techmeyer. Techmeyer gives it off to Brody Egger. Egger to Van Ginkle. This is Brody Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle with a drive of the left hand. He's got 13. Came in averaging 12.1 points per game. Dort College leads 40-37. Left side with it is Austin Biker. Biker down to the baseline, picks up his dribble. Hands it off to Sampson. Dort College out of sync on offense right now. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline, and Bryce Cook has just picked up his third personal. Bryce Cook, bad matchup there. He's trying to guard Rindles. He picks up foul number three. Checking into the contest will be Matt Clemmy for Morningside. Morningside defending. Dort College gets it in. Sampson over to Rindles. Rindles with it at the top of the key. Sumner. Sumner catches, fires three. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Babaloa. Babaloa gives it away to Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle driving in again with the left hand. This one's not good. Rebound Sumner, and a foul on the play called on Rindles on the rebound. Nathan picks up his third personal. He might have to sit for a while with 16:44 remaining. O'Donnell checks in. Feenstra checks in. Sampson and Rindles check out. Brody Van Ginkle will inbound the basketball. Comes into Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the left side. They dump it underneath for Clemmy. Clemmy with it on the post. Used up his dribble. Gets it back outside to Egger. Egger puts it on the floor into the lane with a left hand. No good. Rebound fought for. Tipped, and it's taken away by Egger. Egger with the basketball. Draws the double team. Kick out back over to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle hits the three. Brody Van Ginkle with 16 points. We're deadlocked 40-40. Dort College led by as many as five. Morningside is 5 in a row. Henriksen, the floater, is up and good. Henriksen with the right hand gets his third and fourth point of the ball game. Dort College leads 42-40. Van Ginkle drives the other way, throws up the left-handed layup. They wave it off and say the foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. That's his first. Throwing the ball in will be Brody Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, the sophomore from Dakota Dunes. His older brother, Blake, on the bench right now. Ball's inbounded to Techmeyer. Techmeyer looking down low. Now will get a ball screen from Clemmy. Feed it back outside. Shot on the way. Egger, good. Brody Egger with 8 points. And the Mustangs take the lead at 43-42. Biker gives it off to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in, puts it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Matt Clemmy. So those previous Lakes Conference rivals squaring off. Taylor Feenstra going to the free throw line to shoot two. He was fouled on the putback attempt. Feenstra, Western graduate. Clemmy from Spencer. So Clemmy gets called for the second personal foul. Feenstra's first free throw is up and through. He's got 6 points off of the bench. Knots it at 43 with another free throw on the way. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the heel. No good, and we're deadlocked 43-all. 15:40 remaining in the contest. Morningside basketball. Techmeyer guarded there by Henriksen. Techmeyer at the top of the key, looking for Clemmy. Instead goes to Babaloa. Babaloa back over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer down to the baseline. Cut off. Gets it back over to Egger. Egger puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Might be pinned. Gets it away. Babaloa. Babaloa on the wing. Babaloa working against Harkness. Now Clemmy. Clemmy too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Grant Harkness into the front court. Harkness gives it off to Henriksen. Henriksen drives in, and he is fouled on the play by Babaloa, and Henriksen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Two free throws on the way for Henriksen. .43 our score, so Henriksen will go to the free throw line. Free throw up and good for Henriksen. Henriksen now with five. And another free throw on the way for Henriksen, trying to extend the Dort College lead that stands at one, and now it's two. 45-43 our score. Morningside with a basketball down two. Comes back over to Babaloa, and Babaloa is going to be called for traveling. That one's going to draw the ire of Jim Sykes, and probably not so much that it was a travel violation, but it was the official from across the floor that had to make that call. Chad Slagle spotted the travel violation. And with under 15 minutes to go in the half, that's in the ballgame, Dort College leads 45-43 over the basketball. They give it to Harkness. Harkness, Henriksen. Henriksen lets fly with a three. In and out, no good. It's not Alex Knight from the three-point line. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Van Ginkle with it. This is Brody Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle guarded there by O'Donnell. Comes back right side. Over to Egger. Egger puts it on the floor. Guarded again by O'Donnell. O'Donnell came on the double team help. Now they drop it off for Clemmy. Clemmy's shot off of the glass. Good. We're tied up 45-all. 14-16 remaining in the ballgame. Clemmy with his first field goal came into the ballgame averaging a tenth of a point per game. 45-45 our score. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell baseline. Comes back over to Feenstra. Reverses Henriksen. Henriksen three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside up and running. Babaloa drives in. And Babaloa lays it up. Reverse. Good. Adebayo, Babaloa, and Morningside retakes the lead at 47-45. 47-45 our score. Dort College calls a timeout, trailing by two. Back with more in a moment. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Morningside on a 4-0 run after Dort College had led 45-43. We've been tied at 43-45. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Well, where are they going to inbound the ball? That's the question. 13:44 remaining in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right side. He comes over to Harkness. Harkness back to Sumner. Sumner right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it on the wing. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it to Harkness. Harkness puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is O'Donnell. O'Donnell fouled on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul called on Clemmie is his third. First free throw on the way for O'Donnell is up and through. Three for O'Donnell. Sumner checks out. Rendles checks in. Clemmie checks out of the ball game. And a new player checking in for the Morningside Mustangs, number 44, Josh Reed. Second free throw, no good. And the North College defenders trail by a point. Morningside basketball, Brody Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle dumps it off. Shot is up, blocked by Harkness. Saved in to Henriksen. No, Babaloa comes up with it. Babaloa gives it off. Loose basketball, and it's taken away by Rendles. Rendles came up with the basketball. Rendles comes back, right side, Sampson. Sampson with it, and Sampson is fouled on the play. And that will draw the ire of the Morningside crowd. 12:55 left to go. Blake Van Ginkle checks into the ballgame. Brody Van Ginkle will check out. Wyatt Mounts checks into the ballgame. Ryan Techmeyer checks out. Harkness fouled on the play by Babaloa. And Babaloa whistled for the personal foul. And inbounding the basketball again for the defenders will be Nathan Rendles. He gets it into Harkness. Harkness puts it up, too strong. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Coming up with it is Josh Reed. Josh Reed gives it away to Brody Egger. Egger to Babaloa. Babaloa, his pass is kicked out of bounds by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. .12:39 left to play in the contest. North College down a point. Morningside basketball. Brody Egger. Egger over to Wyatt Mounts. Mounts to Babaloa. Babaloa on the wing. Babaloa gets it back over to Van Ginkle. Seven to shoot. That's Blake. Now Egger. Egger will put up the three, and he hit it. Brody Egger with 11 points. And the Mustangs reestablish a four-point lead, 50-46. 12:15 left to go in the contest. North College basketball, Rendles to Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up underneath Sampson. Sampson, hook shot, good. Leighton Sampson with 15, and the defenders trail by two, 50-48. Wyatt Mounts at the top of the key. Wyatt Mounts passes right side. Brody Egger. Egger down to the baseline. Back out front to Blake Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle gives it up. Babaloa. Babaloa rattles it. No good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. 11:38 remaining. And Rendles is fouled on the play by Wyatt Mounts. Wyatt Mounts whistled for his second personal. And a one-and-one opportunity coming here for Nathan Rendles. So Rendles will shoot the one-and-one with an opportunity to tie at 11:36 remaining in the game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. So Rendles with the one-and-one. First one on the way is up and through. He's got another one coming.
How many fouls does Gard have?
50-49 our score. Second free throw is up and good. Rendles makes them both. And the North College defenders tie it up with 11:32 remaining in the game. Brody Egger with it in between the circles. So North College knots it up down to the baseline, and we've got a blocking foul called on Nathan Rendles. Rendles has picked up his fourth. 11:22 remaining. 50-50 our score. Rendles will check out of the ball game. Austin Beikirk will check in. So now you've got O'Donnell and Henriksen in all likelihood. running point for the defenders. Egger with it, passes it in. They tried to double-team him, kick it back out to Mounts. Mounts with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Austin Bikert. Bikert to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in, and Wyatt Mounts is whistled for the personal, and it has become a free-throw shooting contest. And free throws on the way for the defenders and Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell will shoot a 1-1. He's got 3 points this evening. Free throw on the way for O'Donnell is up and through, so O'Donnell earns the bonus. He's got another one coming. 51-50 our score. So another free throw on the way for O'Donnell, the sophomore from Sioux Center. This one's up short, no good. And the ball is loose, picked up by Sampson. York College with the basketball, a chance to extend the lead. O'Donnell drives in, too strong, no good. And now the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College touching it last. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside will bring it up. This is Ryan Techmeyer as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Pass goes over to Egger. Egger down to the baseline. Egger gives it back over to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, right side. This is Egger. Egger at the free throw line with the left hand. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Who's this going to go on for Dort College? Number 43, that's Leighton Sampson. And Leighton has picked up his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the defenders in this half. Taylor Feenstrom will check into the ballgame. Leighton Sampson checks out. Shooting for the lead here is Brody Egger. Egger with 11 points, now 12. I beg your pardon, he's got 13. 52-51, Morningside leading. O'Donnell with the basketball. He gets it away to Bikert. Bikert gives it off Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner feeds it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Taylor will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. And I believe that one goes on Matt Clemmy. That's number 4 on Clemmy. So two free throws coming for Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra with 6. First free throw is up and good for Feenstra. Now 7 for Feenstra. Knots it at 52. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the heel, no good. And a foul called on the play against Taylor Feenstra on the rebound. And we're tied 52 all with 10:20 remaining in regulation. Absolutely no flow at this point, either way. We were tied at 33 all at halftime. We've been tied at 40, 43, 45, 50, and now 52. Egger with the basketball, the freshman working against Alec Henriksen. Dort College switches on the screen out front. Techmeyer puts up the 15-footer, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Henriksen. Henriksen nearly travels with it, passes over to O'Donnell, had it pinned on his hip. Fires it underneath O'Donnell. O'Donnell layup good on the assist from Henriksen. O'Donnell with 6 points. And the defenders regain the lead at 54-52. Adebayo with the basketball. Adebayo Babaloa passes right side Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the ball, gets a ball screen from Clemmy. They feed it off to Clemmy. Clemmy kicks it out, back over to Babaloa. Babaloa into the lane to Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle, a three-point basket is good. He's got 5. And the Mustang lead is 55-54, 9:17 remaining. Left side with it is Bikert. Bikert down to the baseline, double-teamed outside Henriksen. Henriksen double-teamed, comes back over to Feenstra, puts it on the deck, and it's taken away by Babaloa. Babaloa gets the return pass. His layup is good. 57-54, Babaloa. With the drive on the right-hand side, now answering back Dort College. O'Donnell tries to pass out of the double team. It's taken away by Babaloa. Babaloa gets it right side. And a shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. And going to the free throw line will be Brody Egger to shoot two. 8:43 remaining in the game. On the floor for the defenders right now, Henriksen, O'Donnell, Feenstra, Bykirk, and Sumner. We'll have changes for both teams on these free throws. First one is up and good for Egger. Egger, an 82% free throw shooter. And the Mustangs lead it 58-54. Egger averaging 11 points per game off of the bench. He's got 14 today. And another free throw on the way for Brody Egger. Trying to extend the Morningside lead to 5. This one's up and good as well. Brody Egger 6-for-6 from the free throw line. The defenders come back the other way, and the Dort College defenders will call the timeout. 8:38 remaining in the contest. Morningside has opened up a 5-point lead, 59-54. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 8:38 left to go in regulation. Morningside on a 7-0 run. Dort College led 54-52. Morningside responded with this 7-0 run. And now the defenders will have to dig themselves out of a 5-0 hole. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. Inbounding the basketball will be Grant Harkness for the defenders. Get the ball inbounded to Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell goes left side over to Sumner. Sumner with it at the top of the key. Back over to Harkness. Right side O'Donnell. Dort College needs a bucket. Henriksen feeds it down low. Sumner. Sumner gets the return pass from Sampson, that was, and a foul called on the rebound against Techmeyer. Techmeyer whistled for his third personal foul. And Harkness will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. I beg your pardon, that's 4 on Techmeyer. I had him down with 3, but the official scorekeeper has him with 4. So two free throws on the way for Harkness. Harkness, a 6'5 freshman from Westminster, Colorado. 2 points so far for Harkness. Let's see if he can get a couple here. First free throw is up and good. 3 points now for Harkness. And another free throw on the way. Checking into the ball game was Brody Van Ginkel. Beg your pardon, Blake Van Ginkel, checking out Ryan Techmeyer. Second free throw is up and through. Dort College gets a couple of the free throws from Grant Harkness. Dort College has just 6 made field goals here in the second half. Dort College trailing 59-56. Morningside basketball, pass it Blake Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel to Cook, working on Sampson. Back to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel finger roll, good. Blake Van Ginkel with 7 points. And the defenders trail 61-56. Harkness trying to dribble out of the double team. It's down on the floor. And now a timeout called by Babaloa. Babaloa gets the steal, dives on top of the basketball, calls for a timeout. And the Morningside Mustangs with a 5-point lead, trying to extend the lead when we're back after the timeout. Back with more after Many this. Adebayo Babaloa knocked the ball free and then dove on top of it. Football player diving on a fumble, if you will. And as he did that, he called for a timeout. Morningside maintained possession of it before Dort College could tie up Babaloa. Van Ginkel passes left side, Babaloa. Babaloa kicks it over to Cook. Cook launches it over the top. I beg your pardon, that was Babaloa launching it to Brody Van Ginkel, and it goes out of bounds. Dort College gets the basketball back on the turnover. Andrew O'Donnell brings the basketball up. O'Donnell with it in between the circles. Picks up his dribble, passes to Harkness. Harkness to Henriksen, and the ball is tipped away by Morningside College basketball. So Dort College will maintain possession of the basketball. O'Donnell throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it into Henriksen. Thought about the three. Decides against it. Dumps it down low for Sampson. Working on Cook. Double teamed. Tries to pass it back to O'Donnell, and Dort College unable to maintain possession of it. Here comes Morningside over the basketball. Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Babaloa. Babaloa, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell over the basketball. O'Donnell across the timeline. Andrew all the way down to the basket. Slips underneath the basket. It's taken back by Sampson. Sampson with a left-handed shot, no good. But there for the putback is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 61-58. Dort College. O'Donnell wanted to come to a jump stop, and feet just swept out from underneath him, underneath the Morningside basket. And after play is concluded, they will get the towel out and wipe it up. 6:43 remaining in the contest. Morningside 61, Dort College 58. O'Donnell, Biker, Sampson, Sumner, and Rendles on the floor for the defenders. So Rendles back in with 6:38 remaining in the game. They pass it over to Blake Van Ginkel. Blake down to the baseline. Comes back to Brody. Brody puts it up, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Feed it ahead to Biker and unable to maintain possession of it as they let him too far. Fast break opportunity, the Dort College defenders unable to capitalize. Ball was thrown out in front of Austin Biker, and Biker was unable to reel it in. Morningside basketball, Brody Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel at the free throw line. He'll drive in, puts it in, up shot no good. Rebound took Cook, taken away by Rendles. Rendles, one player to beat, drives in with the right hand, lays it up, good. Nathan Rendles with 17 points. Dort College back to within a point, 61-60, 6 minutes remaining. Morningside basketball, Brody Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel, three-point line, back over to Blake Van Ginkel. Now Brody, Brody on the wing, looking for Cook. He'll drive in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Brody Van Ginkel with a two-point bucket. Now here's O'Donnell coming back the other way, and it's blocked away by Adebayo Babaloa. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. 63-60 with 5:36 remaining. Inbounding the basketball will be Nathan Rendles. Rendles to toss it in. Rendles to Sampson. Sampson working against Cook. Kick out back over to Nathan. 20 to shoot. Rendles will drive in, right-handed layup, good. Nathan Rendles with 8 second-half points, 19 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 63-62. Jake Nannen with the basketball, gives it up to Blake Van Ginkel. Blake Van Ginkel over to Brody Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel's been the more offensive of the two brothers here this evening. Cook will go up, and he's tied up on the play by Sampson, but they called Sampson for a foul. And Bryce Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. He's got 4 points. So Bryce Cook shooting two free throws. 5:09 remaining. First free throw by Cook is up and no good. That is the first missed free throw in 6 attempts by the Mustangs tonight. He's the first player other than Brody Egger to shoot a free throw this evening. Second free throw misses, everything no good. Bryce Cook short on that one. And the Dort College defenders get the basketball back, trailing by a point, 63-62, 5:08 remaining. Nathan Rendles with it on the right side. Rendles, and we've got a moving screen. No, we've got a foul called on the defense on Jake Nannen. Away from the ball, he's going to be called for a hold. And Austin Biker will go to the free throw line to shoot two. It's 10 fouls now on Morningside. Both teams in the bonus. Dort College in the double bonus. Free throw on the way for Austin Biker is up and through. Biker with his first point tonight. Another free throw on the way as he knots it at 63 all, 4:58 remaining. Second free throw by Beikirk is up and good. And Austin Beikirk makes them both. And the Dort College defenders come back from a five-point deficit at 61-56. And they've taken the lead at 64-63, 4:58 remaining in the game. Checking out of the contest will be Jake Nannen. Babaloa inbounds to Brody Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle with the basketball, guarded there by Henriksen. Dort College check, Nathan Rendles out of the ball game for this defensive possession. They've got Henriksen in. They get it back over to Cook, and Cook is fouled on the play. Fouls to go on Dort College, and number 31, Austin Biker, his second. And Bryce Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws where he was 0-for-2 on his last trip. He's a 61% free throw shooter. Free throw by Cook is up and no good. He's got another one on the way. Henriksen checks out of the ball game. Rendles checks in. Second free throw on the way for Cook. This one's up and good. So he makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders are tied 64 all, 4:41 remaining in the ball game. 4:35. Left side with it is Rendles. Rendles, Sumner. Sumner, three ball. Yes! Brian Sumner's second triple of the game. Dort College leads 67-64. So Dort College builds a three-point lead. Morningside basketball, top of the key three by Sumner. Gives Dort College a three-point advantage. Babaloa off balance, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson gets it back over Rendles. Here comes Dort College, 4 minutes remaining. Rendles with the basketball, into the corner. Down to the baseline is Beikirk. Beikirk lost it. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside up and running with it. Morningside, this is Egger. And a foul called on the play against Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the personal, his second. And a 1-1 on the way here for Brody Egger. 67-64, our score, 3:53 remaining. So another free throw on the way for Brody Egger. 1-1, it's up and good. He's 7-7 now from the free throw line. Got another one on the way. Egger, 16 points tonight for Morningside to go along with 18 for Brody Van Ginkle. Can try to draw Morningside to within one here. This free throw is up and hangs on the rim and falls through. 6-for-6 in the second half. 8-for-8 for the ballgame. Dort College's lead is 1-67-266. O'Donnell with the basketball. He's got it on the left wing. O'Donnell spins, uses the dribble, gets it back over to Biker. Biker to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles, spin move, nothing there. Back to Sampson. Sampson to Rendles. Rendles dumps it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Beikirk. Beikirk off of the glass, good. Austin Beikirk with 4 points. Dort College leads 69-66, 3:20 remaining. Morningside basketball, and Morningside wants a timeout with 3:17 left to go in the ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after
this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Morningside basketball, Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, Dort College switches on the screen out front. This is Techmeyer. Techmeyer puts it up in traffic, gets it to roll in off of the rim. Good. Techmeyer with six. Dort College leads 69-68. 2:58 left to go in regulation. Nathan Rendles up the floor. He passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline. Sumner double team, gets it to Sampson, back over to Besum. Besum gives it back over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball, working against Brody Van Ginkle. Rendles in the lane. His jumper is good on the spin move. Nathan Rendles, 21 points. Dort College leads 71-68. You got to get a stop at some point. 2:30 remaining in the ballgame. Left side it goes to Techmeyer. Techmeyer back to Brody Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle up front. He's the sophomore. He's scored more tonight. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Brian Sumner. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number nine. Nope, team foul number 10 now on the defenders. And Techmeyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Techmeyer, an 82% free throw shooter. Free throw on the way for Techmeyer is up and good. 7 points now for Techmeyer. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way for Techmeyer is up, and that one's good as well. It's a one-point ball game. 71-70, Techmeyer now with 8 points, and the defenders will bring it up. Bringing it up is Rendles. Rendles across half court, 2:13 and counting. Dort College directing traffic with Rendles, comes back over to Sumner. Sumner to Henriksen, Henriksen O'Donnell. Dort College with a one-point lead. Sumner three, left it short, no good. Rebound Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Dort College will reset the offense. 25 seconds on the shot clock, 1:55 on the game clock. Out front, Henriksen in between the circles. Back over to Sumner. Sumner, right side, Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. Back with more after this. 1:46 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College leads 71-70. Game reset. Both teams in the double bonus. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. Nathan Rendles will inbound the basketball in front of the Dort College bench. Rendles to toss it in. Gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen in the corner, back over to Rendles. Rendles has it in between the circles, gets a screen, puts up the floater from 12. It's good. Nathan Rendles with 12 in the second half, 23 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 73-70. Techmeyer drives, nothing there. Blocked by O'Donnell, gets his own rebound back. Ball is still loose. Here's Babaloa. Babaloa gives it off Cook. Cook lay in good. Bryce Cook with a two-point bucket. He's got six. Beg your pardon, seven now. Morningside calls a timeout after the made basket with 1:17 remaining. And Morningside now has two timeouts remaining. Dort College has three. So Dort College with a one-point lead. They'll have the length of the floor in front of them. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor. Try that again. Hilt Real Estate offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2, the Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon. More values matter, member FDIC. Sampson, O'Donnell, Henriksen, Rendles, and Sumner on the floor for the defenders. Babaloa, Van Ginkle, that's Brody Van Ginkle, Techmeyer, Cook, and Egger on the floor for the Mustangs. 1:10 remaining in regulation. Dort College 73, Morningside 72. Pass high post, Sumner, Sumner, Henriksen, Henriksen. Bounce pass inside to Sampson. Sampson lost it, gets it back, puts it up, down. Busted play, and somehow the horse got it to go. Sampson just kept working, got the bucket. Dort College leads 75-72. Morningside basketball, Brody Egger. Egger to Techmeyer. Techmeyer three for the tie, got it. Ryan Techmeyer knocks down the triple, 47 seconds remaining. We're tied. Dort College with the basketball. 16-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Out front with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles to Sumner. Sumner with it, looking for O'Donnell. Back to Rendles. 15 to shoot. Rendles will split the defense. Kicks it over to Beesum. Three, no good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Babaloa. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball, and I believe the defenders can hold it for the final possession, or for the final shot of the contest. Rendles forces the tie-up. Dort College has three timeouts remaining. They will not use a timeout here, and they will force Morningside to use a timeout. Little cat and mouse there. It was on Dort College's end, so Coach Ross Dahmel was able to quickly tell his team what he wanted in terms of an out-of-bounds play. Morningside, with two timeouts remaining, is forced to burn one to set their defense up. Dort College missed on the three. Brian Sumner's three was short. Babaloa came up with a rebound, but he brought it down, and Nathan Rendles latched onto it and wouldn't let go, forces the tie-up, and the jump ball gives Dort College the basketball on the alternating possession. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether it's buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. It'll be Dort College basketball. They can hold for the final shot of regulation. Shot clock is off. We're tied 75-75. Rendles to inbound the basketball. He gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it back over to Rendles. 20 seconds. Rendles backs it out to near center court. 16 seconds. He'll dribble. Man-to-man defense applied by Morningside. 11 seconds. 10. Now 9. 8. Rendles will go. 5 seconds. Rendles. Kick out pass. Sumner. Sumner runner. 15-footer. Short. No good. And we're headed to overtime. Sumner was dead on line, but it was short from 15, and we'll head to an extra session. 75-75 our score. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College controls the opening tap of the overtime. Pass goes to Sampson. Sampson has to save it in to Rendles. 13 to shoot. Rendles in traffic, shot no good, gets his own rebound back off of the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball, gets it away to Van Ginkle. Brody Van Ginkle, nothing there. He'll retreat back to the perimeter, set it up near midcourt. He passes off right side back over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer hit the big three to eventually send it to overtime after his team was down three. Now he squares up, another three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Alec Henriksen into the front court for the defenders. Henriksen's dribble, lost it, picked up by Rendles. Rendles misses the 10-footer from straight on. Gets to the point where you think it's going in automatically. It did not that time, and we're still tied 75-75. 1 minute gone in the extra session. Free basketball tonight at Alley Gym. 5 minutes of free basketball. Techmeyer, runner, in and out, no good. Rebound Cook, and Cook is fouled on the play by Brian Sumner, and Bryce Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, where he is 1-for-4 this evening. So a couple of the free throws on the way for Bryce Cook. Sumner whistled for the personal. Both teams in the double bonus for the rest of the overtime. First free throw by Cook is off the mark, no good. He has struggled from the free throw line here this evening. 7 points for Cook, came in averaging 14.9 points per game. Second free throw on the way for Cook, trying to unlock the tie, and he missed it. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell at the free throw line. Bodies on the floor. O'Donnell shot. Double clutches it. Good. So a two-point bucket for O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 10 pretty hard-earned points tonight. 77-75, Dort College by two. 3:38 remaining in the overtime. Morningside basketball. Bringing it up will be Brody Van Genkel. Van Genkel on the left side. Gets a ball screen, drives in, kicks it over to Babaloa. Babaloa to Techmeyer. Techmeyer from 10, straight on, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it back over to Rendles. Dort College with a chance to build on the two-point lead, 77-75. Right side it goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. Henriksen drives in, puts it up, and we've got a jump ball. Alternating possession. It'll be Morningside basketball. Babaloa will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up will be Brody Van Genkel. 77-75. Morningside will bring it up. This is Techmeyer. So Techmeyer running point for the Mustangs now. He passes left side over to Egger. Egger to Techmeyer. Techmeyer. And we've got a hand check called on Andrew O'Donnell. That's his third. Techmeyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Techmeyer with 11 points so far today. He hit the three, though, that tied it after Dort College was up 75-72. He tied it with that three with 47 seconds remaining, leaves that shot short. And Dort College with a two-point lead. Another free throw coming for Techmeyer, the junior. Right-handed free throw on the way. This one's up, gets his legs into it, missed it. Didn't expect that. 77-75, Dort College in front. 2:55 remaining in overtime. With it is Sumner. Sumner looking for the seal down low for Sampson. Sampson can't get open. Cook leaning on him. They feed it down low to Sampson now. Sampson hook shot in the lane. Good. Two-point bucket. Leighton Sampson, 19 for the sophomore from Worthington. Dort College leads 79-75. Morningside basketball. Van Genkel with it out front. He passes over to Egger. Egger left side. Van Genkel. Van Genkel will drive in. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. He's got 20. That time, Nathan Rendles had to back off, playing with four personal fouls. Van Genkel was able to hit it high off of the glass and knock it down. And now a timeout on the floor, charged to Morningside. 2:23 left to play in the overtime. Dort College basketball, length of the floor in front of them when we're back right after this.
Christianity.
79-77, our score, Dort College up by two. 2:23 remaining in overtime. We were tied 75-75. At the end of regulation, today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Morningside will show token pressure. Now they'll drop back on the floor for the defenders. Sampson, Sumner, Henriksen, O'Donnell, and Rendles. They pass it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell working against Van Genkel. Gives it over to Sumner. Dort College by a deuce. 79-77. Rendles trying to post up. Dumps it over to Sumner. Baseline jumper. Cash. Brian Sumner with a two-point basket. He's got eight. Dort College leads 81-77. On the left side with it is Brody Egger. Egger feeds it in to Cook. Cook, two-point basket is good. Bryce Cook with a two-point bucket. He's got nine. 81-79 our score. Pass goes over to Henriksen. 1:38 remaining in the overtime. Sumner passes it back to Rendles. Rendles with the ball. Spins it down low. And it's tipped and controlled. Saved in by Morningside. Back the other way. Van Genkel, Van Genkel, reverse layup, good. Brody Van Genkel with 22. And we're tied at 81 all, 120 remaining after the steal by Morningside. Right side, Henriksen. Morningside knocked the pass loose for Sampson. Shot no good. Rebound tipped. It's taken down by O'Donnell. Back over to Sampson. Sampson in traffic. Sumner, three ball, no good. 59.8 seconds left to go in the overtime. 81-81 our score. So Morningside will get it back as Sumner's shot was short. And now Morningside on a 4-0 run. Seconds remaining. Got an official's timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And we've got an official's timeout. And we'll be back with more right after this. Inside basketball after the official's timeout. Ryan Techmeyer has it at midcourt. Techmeyer to Babaloa. Babaloa gives it up. Egger. Egger down to the baseline. Puts it up. Shot is good. Brody Egger with 19 points off of the bench. Morningside on a 6-0 run. They lead 83-81 Dort College basketball. 40 seconds and counting. 25 on the shot clock. They feed it to Sumner. Sumner with the left hand out front. He is fouled on the play by Babaloa. Babaloa commits the personal. That's his second. Brian Sumner to the free throw line to shoot two. Sumner with eight. And he'll shoot two. First one is up and good. Sumner now with nine. And another one on the way. Brody Van Ginkel will check back into the ballgame. Blake Van Ginkel will check out. And Sumner can tie it here with a made free throw. It's up and good. Sumner makes them both. And the Dort College defenders have knotted it at 83 on Brian Sumner free throws with 36.5 seconds remaining. We'll keep it right here. Well, the official's timeout. There was a health issue up in the stands. And saw some people racing over to assist. And there are EMTs on site as well assisting in the situation. That's all I know at this point, and that's all I'm going to say. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Reputation didn't happen by accident. One other thing I can add is that it is an individual in the Morningside section behind the bench. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Online at HiltRealEstate.com, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 36.5 seconds left to go in the overtime. Tied up 83-83, Morningside basketball. They can take a shot with less than 10 seconds on the game clock. Bringing the basketball up is Blake Van Ginkel. Pardon me, that's Brody Van Ginkel. He passes over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with it out front. Techmeyer probably won't give it up now. No, he does. Surprised me. Pass over to Brody Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel gives it up to Cook. Cook, Babaloa. Babaloa gives it up to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel layup, no good, but there for the follow is Cook. Bryce Cook with a follow. He's got 11, 10 seconds remaining. Rindles into the front court. 7 seconds. Rindles picks up his dribble, passes over to Sampson, and with 4.1 seconds remaining, Dort College will inbound the basketball in front of their bench, trailing by 2, 85-83. After the bucket by Van Ginkel was no good, there to clean it up was Bryce Cook. Cook with 11 points, none of them bigger than that putback 2. And now the Dort College defenders need a 2 to tie or a 3 to win. 4.1 seconds remaining in the overtime. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig's a broker by the Van Inglenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 and by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. 85-83. Dort College basketball in front of their bench. And the defenders trailing by a deuce on the floor. O'Donnell, he'll station himself on the far side opposite Rindles. Sumner, Henriksen, and Sampson on the floor. 4 seconds remaining. Rindles to throw it in. Gets it into Sampson. Sampson spins, and he lays it up over the rim. No good. It bounces off the heel. And the Dort College defenders did everything right but execute it. Well, they executed it almost perfectly. Leighton Sampson, a shot that was too strong off of the heel. And the Morningside Mustangs survive with an 85-83 victory over the Dort College defenders in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Dort College, they got the look they wanted. Leighton Sampson spun into the lane, tried to lay it up, and it was just too strong off of the heel of the rim. And the Mustangs go to 1-2 in conference, or pardon me, 2-1 in conference play. Dort College slips to 1-2. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on
KDCR. Dort College is okay.
It took overtime, but Morningside prevails 85-83 tonight in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Dort College trailed much of the first half, tying at 33-33 at the end of the first half. Dort College led initially on a three-pointer by Brian Sumner, 36-33, to the second half of play. We were then tied at 40, 43, and 45. Morningside pushed in front 50-46 before Dort College rallied to regain the lead at 51-50. We were tied at 52. Morningside pushed the lead back to 5 this time, 59-54 with 8:38 left to go in regulation, calling a timeout. Dort College scrapped back and took the lead 64-63 with 4:58 left to go in the game. And we were tied again at 64. Dort College eventually got up 71-68, but could never get a two-possession advantage. And a three-point basket by Ryan Techmeyer with 47 seconds left, tied it at 75-75. And eventually we went to overtime. In the overtime, Dort College led by as many as 4, the last time at 81-77. Morningside scored 6 in a row to go up 83-81. Dort College tied it 83-all with 36.5 seconds remaining. Morningside then got a tip-in bucket to make it 85-83. With about 11 seconds left, Dort College eventually called a timeout with 4 seconds left. Ran a play and got the shot they wanted, and that was a point-blank shot in the middle of the lane. Leighton Sampson going to the hoop and a little too strong with it, and it came off the heel of the rim, and the Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 85-83 in the extra session. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma as the Dort College defenders on the short end of an 85-83 decision tonight to the Morningside Mustangs. And Coach, for the second time in a row, so close to getting a win on the road in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and when those opportunities are there, they sting all that much more. Some good, some bad tonight, but at the end, talk about that last play. I guess, first of all, got what you wanted, and sometimes the shot just won't go.
Mike, we got what we wanted. Thought Nathan and Leighton really executed the end-around handoff well. It was a little two-man game there, obviously, where we were going to run some diversionary shooters. Leighton did a great job of cutting hard to the ball. Nate did a good job of cutting off of Leighton. Sucked Leighton's man. Leighton wheeled, read it really well, and, yeah, we'd run that play again. I mean, we obviously got what we wanted there. It's too bad.
Leading up to that, a lot of momentum swings, not as big of momentum swings as we saw last week in the game with Northwestern, but up six, down five, up three, down three. You were never able to get that two-possession lead late in the ball game, though, in Morningside. Both teams made buckets, and Morningside made that key three at the end.
Yeah, they did. And, Tettmeyer got rolling there a little bit towards the end of the contest. They just put so much pressure on you with the fact that they can shoot the ball so well, and then they drive it and can get themselves to the foul line. Yeah, I thought our guys played extraordinarily hard. I think that's evident by how well we rebounded the ball tonight. Didn't shoot the ball very well inside of 5 feet. We just left a lot of baskets out there, and that's really frustrating. But, I've said it before, I'll say it again. At some point, I believe we're going to be really good. We've got some young kids who are figuring out that it requires maximum effort, every possession, both ends, for a long period of time. And until we can get that consistency that we need from like 8 guys in the rotation, it's going to be a struggle. We have some guys that play well one game, and then the next game, they're probably not on top of their game. And I don't want to hear how we got 6 freshmen and sophomores that are playing. I get it. I think they're pretty good. But there's a lot of people, in different sports, different levels that play young kids, and they can be successful. So we're not going to let that become a crutch for us. We just got to figure out ways to be consistent from one game to the next, and then from within each game, from one possession to the next. But we're not going to quit. We're going to keep fighting, and at some point, we're going to get a little healthier as a team. We're going to get a little bit better as a team, and we'll be pretty good.
Got to the free throw line more than Morningside this evening, and that's been a positive trend. I believe that's 3 games in a row now where you have outshot your opponent from the free throw line. And that's another positive sign for this group.
Yeah, Mike, we got to the foul line. We rebounded well, and the other key turnover or the other key stat is turnovers, and those are 3 that I think are really important when you go on the road. We won 2 out of 3. You got to win 3 out of 3. The 19 are a little high. I understand an extra 5 minutes, but it's still a tad bit high. A lot of positives take away, but at the end of the day, we got to be able to cash in and get those key possessions to work for you.
Coming up this weekend, you've got a pair of games. You play Oglala Lakota on Friday. You play Tabor, a very good team out of Kansas, on Saturday.
Yep, really good team.
What do you do over the next 2 days? School is out of session now. Practice tomorrow. What do you do over the next couple of days?
Yeah, I think for us, given the fact that we do have some young kids, and we've played 8 games, 40 practices, and 2 scrimmages, for high school kids, that puts you about the first week in February. We got guys who are tired. We're taking a couple days off. We're getting rested. Really don't want them in the gym. We'll come back on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. We'll practice, and then we'll go play Friday night and give it a whirl on Saturday afternoon. That's what we're going to do. Fortunately, we got a lot of guys who are able to get home, and we got some families that are coming in for those who are at a distance. So that's good to see. The break comes at a good time. Even if you win, the break comes at a good time. We just got to rest some young bodies.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahma talking about tonight's contest and the Dort College Defenders on the short end of an overtime loss, 85-83. Let's take a look at the numbers then. Dort College, 29 of 78 from the floor, 2 for 16 on threes. Coach Ross Dahma alluded to that, just did not shoot it well. Left some points on the board, left some points on the floor, if you will. Inside the three-point line, Dort College was 27 of 62, so that's nearly 50%. 23 of 30 was Dort College from the free throw line, 76.7%. That is better than they have been shooting as of late. For Morningside, 33 of 70 from the floor, 47.1%, so 10 percentage points better than the defenders. Dort College offset some of that. by getting eight more shots off from the floor. 8 for 19 was Morningside from the three-point line, 42.1%, 11 for 18 from the free throw line for 61%. North College out rebounded Morningside 53-40. Another bright spot for the defenders, as Dalma said. But the turnovers and some critical ones. 19 for the defenders, 15 for Morningside. Individually, Nathan Rindles, 23 points. 8 of 14 from the floor, 7 of 8 on free throws. 19 for Leighton Sampson, 9 of 17 from the floor. 10 points each for Andrew O'Donnell and Brian Sumner. 7 points for Taylor Feenstra, 6 for Alec Henriksen, 4 by Austin Bikerk and Grant Harkness. For Morningside, 22 for Brody Van Ginkel, 19 by Brody Egger. Van Ginkel was 10 of 17 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes. Ryan Techmeyer had 11 points. 9 points for Bryce Cook, 7 for Blake Van Ginkel, 8 for Adebayo Babaloa, 5 for Wyatt Mounts, 2 each for Evan Altenberg and Matthew Clemmie. North College was led in rebounding by Nathan Rindles with 13 points. He has a double-double tonight, 23 points, 13 rebounds, 5 offensive and 8 defensive. 8 rebounds for Andrew O'Donnell, 7 for Leighton Sampson, 6 for Brian Sumner, 5 for Grant Harkness, 6 for Taylor Feenstra off of the bench. 4 of them were offensive. For Morningside, 9 rebounds for Bryce Cook, including the putback that was the eventual game winner. Babaloa had 8 rebounds, 5 each for Ryan Techmeyer and Brody Egger. Brody Egger had a team-high 6 assists. He came off of the bench and was pretty productive for Morningside in 32 minutes of play. 3 assists for Blake Van Ginkel. For North College, Nathan Rindles had 4 assists, and he had 3 steals. North College slips to 3-5, 1-2 in the conference. Morningside even up, 4-4, and they're now 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of North College basketball on KDCR. Tough night for the defenders. Women's game went to Morningside 84-59. Men's contest, Morningside over Dort in overtime 85-83. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.